Next case.
Case number 12972, Craig and Jill Lambertson seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Garfield Avenue within the Edgewater subdivision. The 911 address is 39173 Garfield Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 192. The applicant, I believe, is seeking we have 19.8 foot variance for steps, a 17.1 foot variance for the porch, a 4 foot variance for the outside shower, an 11.8 and 11.9 foot variance for the dwelling and the storage on the side, all from the front yard setback requirement. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero. One mail return on this one.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Craig Lambertson, 1 West Indian Street, Fenwick Island, Delaware, 19944.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Good. You may present your case.
So, we purchased this old 30 by 30 shack in Selbyville as a small investment, and as you guys can see with the survey, the entire house is 12 feet over the setback. It was built in the 60s before there were, I guess, any setbacks in this small development. So we bought it. You guys have pictures of the existing when we purchased, which you can see if you keep scrolling. Enlarge it, but anyhow, the front porch is the main, I think, the main attraction of this meeting. When we bought it, the entire roof was blown off of the front. So we have a small construction company, so we rebuilt the front porch, and it ended up being a few square feet larger than the original. And so that's sort of the reason we're here. And
so it's already built?
It's already built, okay. Yes. So basically having a front door, that's the access to the house. We're gonna need some sort of porch to get in. But we rebuilt as close as we could to the same size as the old, which I think it ended up being 4 or 5 square feet larger than the original. Okay. Look at the survey from before versus the survey now. And it's just it's a unique situation with this old house, and we were trying not to go through the whole process of moving the house on the small lot. So, so having rebuilt what was existing, I thought we would be fine and in good shape, but obviously not.
So how did you find out that you were in violation, I guess?
How'd
that go?
Well, the constable's office came out, and I think a neighbor didn't think we had a permit, and we did have a permit, it just wasn't posted. So then he saw that we had removed the front porch and we were rebuilding it, and then that's kind of how we are here, or why we're here, I guess.
Okay.
I guess the ladies in the office were telling me that if I didn't tear it all the way off and rebuild it, it would have been conforming. Which, you know, as you can see in those pictures, it wasn't worth saving a bit of that, that's for sure.
Looks like it was rotten.
Yeah, the entire house. So we definitely bit off more than we can chew with this little thing, but we're in a pretty good spot now with almost wrapping this up, if you guys can give us the green light.
Questions?
Do you know how old this house is?
The record states before, the only thing we could find was an insurance statement from 62.
Okay, so it's been there since at least 62.
Yeah, that's as far back as
we can. That
is
quite old.
Yeah.
Okay. And the house itself, were you able to salvage the house itself, or did you have to rebuild the entire house?
Well, no,
there was a lot of floor joists we had to replace, and all the exterior walls and roof were fine on the main house.
Okay.
So we saved the original footprint.
Okay. So the bulk of the house is saved, but this front porch had the roof ripped off.
Correct.
I assume a storm ripped it off?
Blew it off, yeah. That's what one of the neighbors told us, so.
Gotcha. And then the new porch is 1 foot less in depth than the previous porch.
Correct.
But just 2 feet wider. Bit wider. Yeah. Okay. A little bit wider, not quite as deep. So.
So it's 1 foot, not closer to the road.
Correct.
So that brings it a little bit closer into compliance. But the, is the front setback 20 or 25 feet? Did I see that?
It's 30.
30? Okay. So the house itself is not, is entirely, yeah.
It's over 12 feet.
You're not even able to put anything on the front there really without.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes. They're ecstatic. We're fixing it because they were tired of looking at it, you know, bird infested and everything else. So they're.
So who turned you in then with that for no building permit?
I don't know if someone did. I have yet to find out.
Okay. Okay.
But I haven't met everyone either. I mean, there's people across the canal that I don't know. So the immediate people within, you know, one or two lots I know, and they're all grateful that we're fixing it. So
question for staff. Did they catch this on final inspection or?
No.
No, it looks like it was as he stated. The constable had gone out about concerns of working outside of the scope of a permit. But
okay. Huh, interesting. All right, thank you.
Does the rear yard flood?
Do you know? The rear yard?
Yeah.
I mean, high tides, yeah, but not.
Okay. Any homeowner association?
No.
Approval down there or anything? Okay.
Yeah, I see we've got two surveys here. One is from March, and one is from July. The one from March shows a storage building on the side of the dwelling on the east side, and it looks that's also showing on the most recent one. So I presume that was there when
yes.
you acquired this. How old was that storage unit there, or that storage structure?
Well, it's attached to the house. It's just three walls and a door, basically.
Yeah.
And that was there. That was existing. So we just built over top. We just kind of fixed what was rotten there and just reusing the same slab that it was on.
Okay. So you basically repaired it.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I see there's an outdoor shower on the west side of the property. That does not appear on the prior.
No, it wasn't.
So, and that also encroaches into the front yard setback area.
And I assume being 10 feet behind the front corner of the house, I was going to be fine, but obviously not.
Is that the only area where there's plumbing available for that?
Yeah, it's in between two windows that are, it's kind of one of the only spots on that side where we could put it. But if that's going to hang me up, I can easily tear an outside shower off and figure something out if that's, you know.
I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
Anything else from the board?
Oh, I do have one other one.
Mr. Charlie?
Garfield Avenue there, you may have heard this with a prior application. I think Mr. Williamson was asking about it. The structures, how close are they to the actual road? Does that road go to your property line, or is there?
There's a few feet between, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know what that number is.
All right, safe to say it doesn't go to the property line.
Correct.
There's some gap.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12972 for Mr. Craig and Jill Lambertson and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12972 for Mr. Craig and Jill Lambertson for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property does have unique physical conditions. Due to such physical circumstances and conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And I too. With a vote of 4-0, case 12972 is approved.